Good evening.
Good evening.
You're the one.
Okay.
You ready to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, we'll start with the Lashami food.
Maka.
Good evening. We're starting. Lashami food, food, shabri, food, hinte, bid, hilu, urshimu, udhilu, udhilu, urshimu, the akta, the shame, yud, hey, babab, hey, the yehuda, shalim, b'shem, kol, yisrael, limud, Torah, mitzvah, la, sok, Torah, mitzvah, Vayehino amadunai Elohino alena maasei yadenu penenei alena maasei yadenu penenehu. We're in section 36a of Parasha Lech Lecha from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. And we'll be starting with Pasuk 437.
Oh.
Brandela.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We're about to start okay. With Pasuk 437. I'm just waiting for my computer to come up.
Okay.
Tachidach hui amar vayehi Avram ben tishim shana v'tesha shanim v'yera Hashem v'gomer ani El Shaddai t'hit halech lifanai v'gomer ha'kira it li'adna be'ya l'kud shakach Tashia, the Kama Orchin, the Kiad Hashta, Light Kalei, Leia, Tacha Barichu, Le Abraham Elahaitna, Olmata Lehane, Yomin Vieira Hashem. El Avram Vilakodem, the Hakti Vayomer Hashem. El Avram Vahashem Amar, El Avram Vayomer Le Avram. Yado Tiga Wigomer, the Haidna Manechush Ban. Yomim v'kad mane lo ne leho titi v'yera Hashem el Avram ishtama v'yad pashta la itkale alo v'yad diktiv ben tishim shana v'tesha Shanai Shanim Mikad Meta Shana Ulvasok Tof Shanim The translation. Another one began by saying, and when Abram was 99 years old, 90 years, Hashem appeared before Avram and said to him, I am El Shaddai. Walk before me and be tam, be complete, be perfect. This passage should be studied carefully because in many ways it is difficult. Could it be saying that only now, when Abraham reached such an age, did the Holy One, blessed be He, appear for the first time to Abraham. That Hashem appeared to Abraham now and never before. And how can this be when it was previously been written? Now Hashem had said to Abraham, and Hashem said to Abraham, and he said to Abraham, how know surely? Yet now as he is counting and calculating the days, it is written, Hashem appeared to Abraham, which means that until now, Hashem did not appear to him. Further, as it is written, when Abraham was 90 years and 9 years, it first says year and concludes with years. My commentary. The Pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. These questions are important for us to answer, and we will do so below. Questions, comments, thoughts.
You know how we, at times, will feel like we're getting a spiritual message by someone's words. Maybe they say something to us and they aren't really speaking directly to us. Or we'll read the book and there'll be something that'll stand out, or a movie or even a scripture verse will pop in your head. And
yes.
I kind of think, you know, that the journey that Abraham had, that he had different encounters, that he believed that it was Hashem speaking. I don't know that he thought of him as Hashem, but as the one creator. But at this age, I think that was when Hashem really, because he identified himself as El Shaddai, I think there was a difference, a higher level of hearing the voice of God, I guess you'd say. Appear to me means more than just hearing. You know, and I think when we studied the Parsha before, it was like Hashem had appeared to him and then the angel showed up. And so, you know, there was like the angels are part of Hashem anyway, you know. But I think probably it was a higher level of revealing himself to Abraham at this age.
Well, we learn that after the circumcision, a higher level can be revealed to him.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, he wasn't able to see El Shaddai.
Right.
Verse 438. Ela hake tana kolinun yomin. Lakiti v'ye ra memtet, ela kol kamad hawa atim situsitim, kadisha barichu, la itkale aleya, kid kachadze haidna itkale ale. The translation. What is the reason that for all the days until now it was not written and Hashem appeared to Abraham? We have learned that as long as he was uncircumcised and covered, the Holy One, blessed be He, did not appear to him properly. But now he did appear to him properly, as it is written, And Hashem appeared to him properly, but now he did appear to him properly, as it is written, and appeared. For what purpose? To expose in him the sign of the covenant, which is the holy crown. My commentary is that the verse is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Why is the Keter of holiness the circumcision? Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, that answered the previous verse, which was what you said as well. It appeared twice was the word properly. That wasn't that Hashem didn't make himself aware. I mean, we know the Midrash about the idols breaking, and he realized it was only one God. But you know, that has to be, you call that, to me, that's a revelation. So I think the words properly is letting us know that after the circumcision, then Hashem could reveal himself to a higher level, and because that's the whole point of the covenant.
Correct. The reason that you have a brit milah is so that the child is complete.
Right.
You haven't answered the question I've asked. Why is the Keter of holiness the Brit Milah?
Well, I think that's when we become united, you know, in unity with Hashem.
But Hashem appeared to Avram prior to him becoming connected to the other levels.
My thoughts is the crown stays in Malkut. It stays in the female.
Well, that's true. The crown stays in the female, but that staying in the female is not the crown staying in the female is Bina. It's not Malchut. It's not the Keter. The Keter of holiness. Where does that reside?
In the endless.
Absolute.
No, it's in the world of Absolute.
Right.
And when you're talking about the circumcision in the world of Absolute, you're talking about Yesod.
Right.
So why is Yesod considered the Keter?
Because it's a Keter of that Sephirot.
Yes, it is the beginning of the process
going.
Of going to the from Atzilut to Briah.
Right.
And from Briah to Netzach and so forth.
Right. Is that the answer?
That is the answer.
Okay.
Another answer would be the Yesod connects. Your sex drive is in your head, in your brain, in the pituitary gland. But it is communicated through the spine to where? To the sexual organs.
Okay.
So and this discussion we just had, yeah, the discussion we just had, that it's yesod of atzilut, but it's got to come down to Riyah, the lower world. It does that through the spine coming from the head, and the head is where the crown is.
So it comes through to Tiferet, down the spine, the metal column?
Yes.
Okay.
Pasuk 439. Leo divahu shabarihu leafaka mineya zara kadisha kadisha la lehewe biot dehu atim. Israel Ela Amar Hashta Du Ben Tishim Shana Vetesha. Uzman Karilu Din Pok Mine Yazara Kadisha Leheve U Kadisha Bekad Meta Uvatar In Pok Mine Yazara Kadisha Begin Kach Mane Yomo Bahai Vela Kipiko Hane Zine Kad Meta. In the translation, furthermore, the Holy One, blessed be He, desired to bring forth holy seed from him. And this could not happen as long as Abraham remained with an uncovered flesh. So the Holy One, blessed be He, said, now that he is 90 years and 9 years old, and the time is close for the holy seed to issue from him, meaning that he is almost 100 years old. Let him first become holy. Let him first circumcise himself. And after that, let the holy seed come forth. This is why his age was counted in this manner, now referring to the 9 years, because he was now near the right age to beget his child in complete perfection, and not in any other time before, referring to the other 90 years when he was still not ready to beget holy descendants. Therefore, these years are described as 90 year and not years. My commentary. The pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Questions? Comments, thoughts.
That's the same way they refer to Sarah's years, too. You know, year and then years.
Yes, and they also refer to Abraham when he passes that way.
Mm-hmm. I think I read somewhere, and maybe we studied this together. I can't remember. But my thoughts is that he turned 100, basically, when he received the seed. So the Gemantra, or let's just say Zeron Pan, reflects, I guess from a numerical standpoint, 100. Where Bina represents 1,000, and then Chokmah 10,000, you know?
No, it's the other way around. Zeron Pan is the tens. Bina is the hundreds, and Chokmah is the thousands.
Okay, so he got from Job yesterday. That's where I heard it from. So maybe that's why he had to be of that age to be able to enter into Zeron Pan. And he received the priesthood, and he wanted to stay in Zion and because of the priesthood. So I think this is an all a combination of all of this, all of the why he had to be 100 before he received the covenant of circumcision and then the seed.
Oh, 10 times 10.
Just my thought. And the seed actually is the mother, you know, bore the son, you know, so Bina. And then
no, you're right on. You're right on, because we need to bring the light down into Bria, the world of Bria. And
right.
To do that, we have to go through the we have to diminish the light that is in Absolute to a level that Zeron can handle.
Right. Now I'm just, it really makes total sense as to why he was 100 before he was given, you know, to have a child. Right.
Before he had Isaac, before he had the circumcision.
Right, right. It's really a beautiful lesson when you put it all together. When you walk through the process of the Creator and why He does the things that the Creator does, and why we have to be patient and wait on Him for these things to happen.
Because things have to be mature.
Right.
It has to be the right time at the right place with the right consciousness and the right action.
Right.
Maybe that realization was why he was able to let Hagar leave with Ishmael, because remember, right at first he didn't want Ishmael to leave. And maybe once he had that revelation, he saw that he had to let him go.
Would
he come back?
I think Sarah also had the prophecy as well. She's the one that said she must go. So she may have seen a prophecy in her own right, you know.
Yes. So she had to be 91 when she had the baby.
Right.
Because 91 represents Hashem 26 and Adonai 65, the sum of the two names.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, as you said many times, that the woman is on a higher spiritual level and receives intellect. You know, she has the intuition to know.
She has her intuition. Because she doesn't have the intellect. She doesn't get burdened with logic.
Right.
She just knows.
And that's what she said yesterday about if the husband's doing the righteous thing, I think you said, or maybe I read, if the husband's doing the righteous thing, she stands with her husband. Not doing the righteous thing, she has actually bring judgment against them to make them do the right thing. And I don't know if we studied that or I read it.
Yeah, we studied it and you read it.
Okay.
I said it last week, one day.
My days are getting confused.
And we studied it before.
Yeah,
well,
it was
we're out of time. So.
I think you gave it.
Go ahead.
You gave it as unwritten commentary.
I read.
Oh, okay.
Correct.
Example of how the Satan compares to Eve opposing Adam if he wasn't doing his spiritual work. I think it was unwritten commentary, I remember.
Thanks, Hannah, for bringing that to my attention again. I know I heard it or read it. I just couldn't. My days are coming together here, and I can't seem to get it all together here.
Well, I'm usually that way, but I woke up at midnight. And so I was, because I got distracted. I had people at my door during the class, and so I missed most of it. So last night I listened to the recording, and so it was fresh on my mind. It was the last thing. I do want to look something up, because I remember when we did the seven prophetesses maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I remember the gematria having something to do with Isaac and Sarah, that I think she knew that her tikkun was complete. So I'm going to try to find it, because I've thought about it several times when we've been in this chapter.
Okay.
You know, let's say she had a, you know, her heart gave away because she was so exasperated over the situation, and the Satan came and tricked her or whatever with the lie that he was dead. And I remember at that time thinking, oh, she just gave, you know, knew her tikkun was over because of that gematria. So I'm going to try to find it.
Sarah is 505. And Isaac is 208.
Well, I don't remember the particulars. I just remember that. So I know where it is. I know where my notebook is. So, and I know it's in... when we did Sarah, as she, I think, no, Miriam was first. I think Sarah was second. But the thought has come to me several times, so I'm gonna have to look it up.
All right, you all have a good evening, and we'll do the Aries writings later tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.